investigating baby theft at Kafue General Hospital. Community Action Against Corruption questions decision by ACC to clear ministers. And in global news, WFP warns of imminent end to food aid in Somalia without new funding. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The Zambia Police Service has launched investigations into a suspected case of child stealing at Kafue General Hospital in Kafue District. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi has confirmed the development, saying the Kafue Police Station received a report around 11 hours this morning from hospital authorities on behalf of Ms. Linenta Mwetwa of Kafue, who reported that her one-day-old male infant had gone missing while under observation in the hospital's neonatal unit. Mr. Chilabi says preliminary investigations indicate that Ms. Mwetwa delivered the baby on February 20, 2026, around 05 hours at Nangogwe Maternity Clinic. He says that the infant was later referred to Kafue General Hospital the same day and admitted to the neonatal unit for specialized care, while the mother remained admitted in the postnatal ward. Mr. Chilabi says that the baby's mother is reported to have visited her child between 17 hours on February 20 and 02 hours on February 21. He says that the situation came to light around 05 hours today when a nurse on duty in the neonatal unit discovered that the infant was missing and immediately alerted hospital management, who in turn informed the police.
Upon arrival, officers found that the baby's cord still contained cannulas and an oxygen pipe, but both the infant and the blanket were missing. Police officers are working to establish the full circumstances surrounding the case. Intensive investigations are ongoing to recover the infant and to identify and arrest those responsible. The Zambia Police Service urges anyone with information about this case to come forward. Updates will be provided to the public as the investigations progresses.
Meanwhile, police in Lusaka have arrested a male suspect who was on the wanted list for multiple criminal offences, including burglary, theft and assault occasioning bodily harm. Mr. Chilabi says that the suspect, identified as Prince Kaumba, also known as Junior, was apprehended on February 20, 2026, around 16 hours in Garden Compound, Lusaka. He says the suspect, an ex-convict, was arrested following a tip-off from members of the public after several residents of Garden Compound and surrounding communities lodged complaints against him.
The Zambia Police Service appeals to anyone who may have fallen victim to the suspect to come forward for identification. Members of the public are encouraged to report to Emmasdale Police Station to assist with ongoing investigations and any additional charges arising from their previous complaints.
The Community Action Against Corruption, CAAC, says it finds it unusual that the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, spent more than 2 years investigating cases that have reportedly been concluded without any findings of wrongdoing. Commenting on the recent clearance of ministers who were under investigation, CAAC Chief Executive Officer Brighton Tembo said the decision to clear the senior officials raises concerns that the cases may have lacked sufficient substance from their own outset. Mr. Tembo said the development has prompted the organization to question the basis on which the investigations were initiated and why they were allowed to continue for such an extended period. According to Mr. Tembo, it is difficult to understand how a professional institution could take more than 2 years to determine that certain cases allegedly had no merit. He has warned that such prolonged investigations risk undermining public confidence and may lead citizens to question the commission's integrity and efficiency.
You know, it is very strange and very unusual for a professional institution like the Anti-Corruption Commission to pursue investigations for over 2 years without realizing that the cases which they were pursuing were empty and had no substance, and they were going to result in two clearance. Because a professional institution with professional investigators can just look at a case, pursue it for 3 months or 4 months and quickly realize that this case has no substance and abandon that case without wasting time and resources. But we are surprised that the Anti-Corruption Commission conducted investigations for over 2 years just to result in 2 clearances.
Democratic Progressive Party DPP President Antonio Mwanza has cautioned that the escalating cost of doing business in Zambia is pushing small and medium enterprises, SMEs, to the edge, warning that the collapse of businesses would ultimately deprive government of much-needed revenue. Mr. Mwanza says while domestic revenue mobilization remains critical for national development, the sustainability of the country's tax base ultimately depends on the survival and growth of businesses, particularly SMEs, which form the backbone of the economy. He has stressed that the challenge facing enterprises is not merely tax rates, but the cumulative burden of multiple statutory obligations and operational pressures. Mr. Mwanza explains that SMEs are weighed down by turnover tax, pay-as-you-earn, NAPSA contributions, workers' compensation, council levies, property rates, and numerous compliance requirements, adding that these are compounded by high energy costs, limited access to affordable finance, delayed payments on government contracts, and policy unpredictability. He has since called for urgent and practical reforms, including the establishment of a unified and harmonized compliance system to eliminate duplication of licenses, certificates, and inspections, among other measures.
As a party, we call upon government to take immediate action to relieve and sustain the growth of SMEs. We propose that government must take the following action. We must simplify the tax compliance, make finance accessible to SMEs, stabilize energy costs, enforce timely payments, and incentivize business formalization. We believe very strongly as DPP that SMEs are partners in national development, and supporting them is not concession. It's an act of investment in the present and in the future of this country.
Economist Kelvin Chisanga says Zambia's external sector is demonstrating strong resilience in 2026 following a sharp narrowing of the current account deficit to $25.1 million, building on positive momentum recorded in late 2025. Mr. Chisanga notes that this improved position reflects strengthening fundamentals in the country's trade and financial flows. He further states that non-traditional exports, particularly in the agricultural sector, are steadily expanding and playing a key role in diversifying the economy and reducing dependence on copper. Highlighting the way forward, Mr. Chisanga has emphasized that maintaining export growth, prudent fiscal management, and sustained structural reforms will be critical in preserving macroeconomic stability.
The ongoing focus now should be driven to have export education, and also ensure that the structural reforms are able to work to reduce the long-term variability. Sustained trend is that we need to see the consolidation pipeline of Zambia's marketing federalization process to actually put us through good effects in this year. And what we see also right now is that the current account stabilizes in this year, meaning we will not be able to see any sharp change where we see that the export has kept on driving Zambia's external trend.
Petroleum expert Dr. Kafula Mwanga has welcomed cabinet approval of 2 major pipeline projects, namely the Tanzania-Zambia multi-product petroleum pipeline and the Namibia-Zambia refined petroleum and natural gas pipeline. Cabinet, at its second meeting held on 18th February 2026, approved the setting up of the 2 projects aimed at securing fuel supply, stabilizing prices, and meeting the country's growing demand, which is projected to reach 3.7 million tons by 2030. Dr. Mwanga notes the development of the Tanzania-Zambia multi-product petroleum pipeline will enhance efficiency in the transportation of petroleum products, while the Namibia-Zambia refined petroleum and natural gas pipeline is expected to diversify supply routes and reduce dependence on single corridors. In an interview with